Welcome to Four Fat Guys. This is Josh, the producer. As usual, the guys just started talking, so I went ahead and hit record. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show.
Yeah, Mountain Dew. You throw a Mountain Dew in front of Roach's face, and it'll be, okay, yeah, I'll go anywhere with you.
It wasn't candy when he was little.
No,
boy.
It was Mountain Dew.
Hey, little boy, I got Mountain Dew. I'm coming.
That's why I'm friends with Jeff. He would give me a Mountain Dew when I come over.
Yeah, we drank a lot of Mountain Dew then.
Man, when I was, even when we first got married, so that would have been 30s, 20, early, late, middle 20s, into my 30s, I used to drink probably a six-pack a day easily.
Oh, yeah. I was calculating about 3 liters a day.
Yeah.
A Pepsi / Mountain Dew.
I had one with breakfast, probably two with lunch.
And then when I got sick of it,
for dinner,
switch over to Coke.
I never went with Coke.
He was addicted, like bad.
Yeah,
that's why I quit.
A couple times.
They all have children. How did this happen?
Well, that's part of the reason.
What
it
happened?
Keeps you awake.
It doesn't kill sperm.
It doesn't?
No.
Oh, is that disproven?
Yeah.
Mountain Dew was good. We're trying to figure out how we can't do enough episodes.
The people, the demand is so high.
They want these episodes, but Roach is going away for the entire summer.
Hey, I'm
the
going
one
on vacation.
Week that he's home, Josh is going away.
That's not true.
I say we get
there's like
true.
2 days that I'm adding to this blacked out summer.
I don't
summer.
Think that's true. You got a week next week you're off.
Yeah.
Well, and then there's an add-on to the week when I come back.
We'd love to be able to give our 5 listeners an extra episode here or there, but we can't do it.
I'll call Grandma from the mountains and just tell her the dumb stuff we would have said.
We could just put her on a conference call. Hey, FaceTime is going to 32 people at a time.
I'd say
how is that going to work?
I don't know.
How do you look at 32 people at a time?
We'll figure it out.
Put up 32 little screens, probably.
You know what? But you're not going to be able to. The screen's already small.
I don't
want to
FaceTime with one person.
The reason I'm on my phone is because I don't want to look at people. Now we got to FaceTime 32 people?
It'll look like that opening of the Brady Bunch with a bunch of people you don't like.
I'm not a fan of FaceTime. Don't like it.
I might become a fan now that my daughter's going to college. So.
You won't.
I like it when I'm away to see the kids.
You might become a fan, but she's never going to talk to you.
Yeah, probably not.
I don't mind FaceTiming my wife, Wonder Woman. But other than that, I'm not.
I would never FaceTime like Jeff. Like, why would you do that?
Yeah, why would you do that?
But to your kids and your wife and stuff,
you
won't
FaceTime any of your friends like this.
Do you FaceTime them in the mountains?
The kids, yeah. And the wife, yeah. I do all that's what
I
do. I
got a few FaceTimes when we were there.
Oh, boy. I don't think we need to hear that.
No, with Hollis.
Oh, okay.
You know, when we try to FaceTime Grandma and Grandpa, you know, if he's doing something cute, we'll try and FaceTime them. And it's always like a solid 30, 45 seconds of looking at one of their ears.
Oh, yeah.
No, look at the phone. And they're like, we can hear you.
Yeah.
Like, no, but look at the screen. Like, no, it's on. We can hear you. Like, oh, man.
That has happened on many occasions.
They don't get it. They don't get the technology.
I could pick that ear out of a lineup.
Yeah.
6 years, I'd be like, yep, that's the ear.
You know, when you used to think about video chatting with people, though, wasn't it always like a stationary phone that was going to have like a video screen?
Yeah.
Nobody, I never.
Didn't they have them in Star Trek on their wrists?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, they did that. Well, now you could do that.
Well, yeah, now you can.
You can do that on your wrist now.
The future's here.
Yeah.
Where's my flying car?
But I would have never thought of it on a like a portable phone. You know, when you were younger, it was always shown on like a stationary phone. Like futuristic stuff was like a.
Well,
when you were a kid, they hadn't invented
almost.
The wheel.
No, I'm not that old.
Do we got any topics for this show? Or
yeah,
not?
This is it. This is our
this
topic.
Is what we're talking about.
We're talking about FaceTime.
Talking about FaceTime.
I was going to suggest that we Skype. Josh in, but I don't know who would do that. Ryan,
can you handle it? I could get him on FaceTime. I don't know if I can Skype him.
We're going to Skype him in what, for the show?
For the show. We could Skype
him. You're
the
one that's not here, idiot.
No, he's gone next week.
See, this is the thing, right? Roach found the only other person that throws us off a couple days. And then he's like, man, this is Josh guy. I'm not taking the fall for you.
That's what you do when you get older, deflect to other people.
Yeah, Roach, talk about your trips.
You got
a
stuff
week
going on.
For Boy Scout crew trip.
Yeah.
And then you got 4 weeks for Yellowstone?
2 weeks and they're 2 walking days.
No, it is not.
It is
you
two.
Checked off more than 2 weeks and 2 days.
It's 2 weeks and two
that's
days.
That's his recuperation time when he gets back.
We leave the 19th after work, and then I come back the 6th of August.
If you saw the calendar, it looks like he's taken 3 weeks for the trip with a week buffer on each side of it.
Just for the listeners, he's leaving the 19th, and in one episode he said he has $200 cash on him.
What vehicle are you driving?
He's going to be towing a large camper behind him, and if you see a guy that looks like he's never towed a camper behind him before, that's wrong.
Yeah, I've towed a camper.
I think we talked about this on another show. He got drive-through sites when he went somewhere.
Yeah, intelligent again.
This is a.
I don't know why you think like
now. Oh, he's driving across the country though. I mean, he drove to Maine, which is,
you know,
a
what?
Good trip.
That there'll was a voyage.
We'll be watching the news, and there'll be some in some western state. There'll be like some massive
pile up
of cars because somebody jackknifed their trailer at a rest stop somewhere.
And I'll be handing out flyers for Four Fat Guys.
Here, listen to the podcast while you wait.
Hey, just make sure it gets on the news. That's all. Yeah. Put one of those flyers on the
Wear
news.
Your Four Fat Guy shirt.
Yeah.
sir, what happened? I'm a Four Fat Guy! I'm a Four Fat Guy!
You know what Stubb and I said we were going to do the other day? We said we were going to go over to his house in the middle of the night and just spray paint Four Fat Guys all over his camper. And then tell him we got it for him for his birthday.
Put the website on.
Website logo.
No, it's in all seriousness, we need to order him like a bumper sticker or something. Or
no,
a
I'm saying those wraps that they like heat.
Well, that's going to be way too expensive for
us. We'll charge it to him.
All right, Jeff can buy it.
It's his camper.
He likes getting stuff from Amazon.
I do like getting stuff from Amazon.
That's what we should be doing.
We need to get him
publicity for that.
We need to get him a big like bumper magnet or something, like a great big one he can stick on the back of his camper that says, "If I'm driving like an a-hole, listen to Four Fat Guys."
Well, they'll all be listening.
If I'm pissing you off with my driving, let me piss you off with my words too.
Hey, we'd be better off if you said, if you think I'm an a-hole, listen to Four Fat Guys. We'll get more listeners.
So what's the big deal with my trip to Yellowstone? I'm excited about it.
You're screwing the rest of us.
Yeah, you're gone for 3 weeks.
It's the culmination of one man's dream. Me.
Sometimes I'd like to just get up and punch him in the face.
I can't wait.
Our poor listeners, they all five of them have to miss out on us for like 5 weeks.
No, we're not missing out. We will have the episode. Somehow, some way, we'll do the episode.
Yeah, you guys are just going to have to buck up and do
work. We'll have to play the best of.
That's funny. Wait, everybody be quiet. There it is, the best of.
Hey, right, Joe. Joe Newton, there's your comedic relief.
They'll confuse the best of with a blooper reel.
I've listened to our show, and the only parts I really like is my parts.
Well, there's one.
Yeah. Wow.
You guys annoy me, but my stuff's pretty good.
I hate actually saying this on air, but Roach is the fan favorite.
Well, no, don't say
your mom
that.
Likes
don't
me?
Say
I'm
it.
Not saying a word.
Grandma's a fan of me?
What you said earlier was right on, but don't say it now.
I cannot say that.
Do not say that on the air.
Grandma's a fan.
All right, I got a topic for you guys.
How did this happen?
I'm a producer that's producing.
Well, I'm excited about this one. All right, because it's a series of questions that are all related.
I'm already out.
It's what would you do for $5 million?
We're
going to find out in a second.
There are options.
So I'm going to give you a question.
Okay.
You got to tell me if you do it.
Yep. $5 million in your bank account.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
I'm in.
Would you drink tea yes. brewed from dirty socks every day for a month.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes. Sure,
yeah, sure. Absolutely. Okay. No, not even a question of that.
Sure,
one.
I like tea and dirty socks. They ain't bother me.
Sometimes tea tastes like dirty
socks. It adds a little earthiness to it.
Yeah, I'll put right. sugar in it.
Brown yeah. sugar.
Brown sugar in it.
Some brown sugar in there. It'll be good. For $5 million? Heck yeah.
All right. Would you eat a large live cockroach every single day for the rest of your life?
For the rest of your life?
Yeah, shut up now.
For the live life. Large yes. cockroach live. Every yes. day for the rest
I think
of my
you'd
life.
Get used to it.
You would.
And you might yeah. probably would. After that. The first 3 months or something, it would be
wait,
like...
Wait.
I thought he was going to say three.
I have a question.
Yeah.
How many carbs are in a cockroach? Oh, dear Lord.
Why? Well, why do it. You care about the carbs?
Well, you know, I got the diabetes.
Bing, 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 bing. This might okay. be a new record. Are we
I don't
under
know,
3 minutes?
Cockroach. I think you would get used to it in one bite.
Oh, I'd put a little ketchup on it, you know, spice it up.
I'd cook it.
That was going to be my question. No, it has to be live.
It's going
to
be live.
He said it has to be live.
What?
Can you dip it?
Come on, you know
what? Live
just be like taking medicine. Every morning you get up, boom, down quick, and yeah.
Suck it up and get it done.
Yeah.
After a while, you don't even taste them pills and stuff. That's not a problem anymore.
I'm taking...
The pills also don't have legs and are trying to crawl out your throat.
I chase it with a 3 ounce best prime rib I've ever had.
All right, you ready?
3 ounce.
Would you do 5 years in a maximum security prison for a crime you didn't commit?
No.
Ooh, how old was how old
right now? Would you go to prison, maximum security prison
nah,
for 5 years?
I might be
years?
Dead before I get out.
I don't even know if I'm going to live 5 more years. I don't know.
Nah, I don't think I'd do that one. Mm. Now, if I was 20, hell yeah, send me to the slammer, baby. 5 million, yeah. I can
I don't know. I'm
no.
too pretty for jail.
None of us are tough enough for that.
Oh, I'm tough. I could take it.
You're not tough enough for max security. No, yeah. None of us are. Even Wilderness Roach couldn't survive.
Yeah, I'm not into jail.
That one, I don't know. I'm not sure about that.
It's
one.
Not Orange is the New Black in there.
Stuff goes on there, and I don't want to talk about it.
I hear it on some show every day. Maybe it's Kimberly and Beck. They say...
everybody's favorite Greater Rochester
yeah,
area radio
host. It doesn't really matter. But
now's the time we talk about regional radio stations.
One of the clips is, they're not going to send us to... something prison, they're going to send us to pound us in the butt prison.
Well, I guess my question would be, am I guaranteed to come out of there alive and safe?
No. You're not guaranteed anything.
Well, you're guaranteed to come out alive. Because
is that how life works? You guaranteed
well, if you're getting $5 million to get
I guess that's true.
Yeah, if you're getting $5 million, am I going to go survive 5 years in prison to get $5 million?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I got to be guaranteed I'll be alive when it's over.
But that's no your only banky? Guarantee.
You may not walk the same, but so what?
I got to be guaranteed.
You'll have
that,
$5 million.
Too.
$5 million, I'll get a real fancy wheelchair.
And you might get shanked every day.
Can I do it in solitaire?
See, that's what
no,
you
that'd
do.
Be worse.
That's worse.
Why is that worse? You're
because
by yourself.
Because those people literally go insane.
Yeah, I don't think I'd
well,
notice.
So how are we going to know?
I'd be fine.
Roach might come out normal.
All right, what else you got there?
Would you quit the internet for 15 years?
Oh yeah.
Hell to
see
the
ya.
Yes.
That's not even a good
you guys, no, you guys are definitely underestimating how hard life is.
I live 40 years without the internet.
Yeah. But how much depends on the internet now?
Oh, I could live without
like
that.
What? What does that?
$5 million.
Everything. You
what
go to the
I
store,
need?
They send you receipts via email.
I think
now.
It would take
no, they
you
don't.
About...
They give it to me because I paid cash.
I think it would take about 2 weeks for you to be over the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I just think about your everyday life
well,
and everything that you
TV,
use the internet for.
You got everything.
I wouldn't be able to play my game.
No, you don't have the internet or you don't have a TV anymore.
Why?
Because all that stuff is programmed and run through the internet.
Not mine.
No.
It comes from the satellite.
All the TV stations program everything through the internet. If you've got to live without the internet, you got to live without the internet.
I don't need the TV.
I'll get the antenna.
You got no cell phone. You got no.
Yeah,
oh, no.
Antenna?
All that stuff's digital now.
Yeah, that's
they
not
all...
the internet. Digital is not the internet.
Everything that those TV stations do goes through
the
internet.
Take the DVD away from me.
Yeah, everything is processed through the internet now.
No,
you're living
no.
on the woods.
I'm
going
crazy.
Best shirts processed through the internet. You got no clothes.
Yeah.
I can't eat because it's processed through the internet.
Yeah.
Ryan orders Blue Apron.
No, you have to live with it. Not the rest of the world doesn't function.
Today's Kimberly and Beck, Blue Apron. What else are we promoting today?
I would do that internet thing for life.
I'd be 70 when I got it back. I don't care about it now.
Mr. Oh my God, I love Amazon Prime so much.
Well, I do, but I could go to the box store. You just fill in. You fill in your time with other things.
He goes to a store twice a week just to look at stuff.
You would compensate.
All right, here's one for you. Would you redo kindergarten through high school again as an adult? You got a Billy Madison it.
Oh, so now you got 13 years.
Yes.
13 years.
Yeah, I got $5 million.
Can I get the money up front?
$5 million at the end.
Absolutely. I'd be kicking ass at dodgeball.
It'd be
great.
You're literally Billy Madison.
Yeah. Think about it. Like mini league, you'd be the superstar of everything.
What about the babes? All you know now?
The babes. You're married. The babes. Crown on that.
That's the problem. Wonder Woman on high school students.
Yeah. Besides,
it would be wrong for him to be unfaithful.
It's not illegal, but
he went from Billy Madison to Dazed and Confused.
Think about the babes in kindergarten.
There's a whole bunch of 18-year-old girls there.
Whole bunch.
You gotta wait 13 years to get to the 18-year-old.
No, I just hang out at the high school.
He just turned Matthew McConaughey real quick.
Hey, what grade are you in? Kindergarten.
Oh, okay.
Nice ponytail. Me too. When's snack time?
Snack time. I would do that though.
So I would definitely do it.
Oh, he did say he's an adult.
Yeah, you're an adult.
Oh, I thought you had to relive high
school. But I'd still do it.
I don't know if I'd want to.
Can I just go to kindergarten for 13 years?
You're just going to, sitting in the class. God, it's your job. Once you're done, you're going out spending your millions of dollars.
You don't get the money till after.
Yeah, so?
You'd rather go without the internet for 15 years than go back to school for 13.
Yeah.
I would do either.
I don't care about the internet.
School's the easiest thing I did in my life.
Yeah. You weren't there.
Yes. I wasn't there.
That's where he learned how to pitch a tent.
You told us in one of the episodes you were hardly ever there. Always sick.
I missed time.
Your senior year, you missed time. Yeah.
Take my father to the hospital, to the doctors.
But you missed school. You weren't there.
Well, what do you want me to tell
you?
You
don't know the tortures.
Oh, yeah, I don't know the tortures.
He's just better at it. He knows how to miss school.
At this point, you wouldn't care about any of that.
I
got
to do it. Do I have to pass everything, too?
I think you'd have to do enough to graduate.
Right there. That's the end. You have to work.
But think about it. Like, first off, how hard is the work? You're going to have a good 6 or 7 years before you even have to start thinking.
The first time I didn't do any of the homework.
But listen, you're going to be in a class of a bunch of kids being like having to learn their times tables.
But that's
9,
you know,
16,
what? This is what would happen.
I forgot most of them.
You'd screw off because you'd be like, this is stupid. And then all of a sudden it'd start to get hard and you'd be behind and then you'd
But
flunk.
What's a teacher going to do? Hey, a teacher who's 10, 15 years younger than you is going to be like, hey, you really got to do this work. And it's like, shut up. No, I don't. I'll do just enough to get by. And they're like, yeah, but what about the rest of your life? Like, I'm getting out of here at 63 years old. I don't care. Yeah,
maybe.
And I'm going to get $5 million.
What if he fails?
I think you're missing the...
See, if you have to pass, that's the worst.
Just bully the other kids for their answers.
Wow, promoting bullying on the fourth act.
Well, Roach is going to be the...
Give me your lunch money.
The godfather of second grade.
What's worse?
I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse.
You walk through the hall and you see Roach coming down with two kids by the scuff of their neck. I want your lunch money, kid.
Just clapping their heads together like a racist.
You just sit next to the smart kid? You get a good grade. I'm just saying. That's how it happens.
I picture some kid doing really well, though. Hey, some big fat guy who claims he's in kindergarten just gave me $200 for my Twinkies and Mountain Dew.
Keep packing them, Mom. We got a racket going.
There's the siren.
Keep it going. Keep it going.
Would you quit toilets? Whenever you have to go to the bathroom, you have to go in your pants.
Huh?
Whoa, in your pants?
In your pants?
Why is it still going?
You'd ruin a lot of perfectly good pants.
Is that a call?
No.
I wish somebody was sitting next to the window and could shut it.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
What is going on?
This is nice for the show.
Shut the window.
Shut up. Shut your big fat yapper.
Well, that's way better.
That's a little better.
It is.
How's it going?
Because they're probably not up.
Would you quit toilets?
You'd spend over $5 million in new pants.
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't quit toilets.
You have to crap your pants.
Why do you have to crap? Can't you just go outside and?
Okay, sure. It's January.
And
you have an outhouse.
And you ate some bad Taco Bell.
Can you have some outhouse?
It's the rest of your
life. No, outhouses are toilets.
No, that's
Don't get the glossary out.
That's not a flush toilet.
I didn't say flush toilets. You can't use a toilet or an outhouse.
Can I use
there.
A bucket?
I'm digging a pit.
Yeah, you gotta have a plan. You can't just poo in your backyard for the rest of your life.
You gotta have an outhouse. Don't challenge
People
me.
People used to do it all the time. Poo
in
their backyard.
An outhouse.
And then they take it and they dump it in their backyard.
For an outhouse, I would do it.
You gotta get an outhouse. I just crap in my backyard.
You're talking about the rest of your life.
Oh, it's the rest of your life.
Yeah.
What are you gonna clean your own dog?
Drive by Stubbs' house and you see paper piles all over the place.
Yeah, you gotta get an outhouse. If I had an outhouse, I'd do it.
I didn't realize it was my life.
You moved south in the winter?
I just dig a pit. I'd have a giant pit.
How about this one?
Oh, boy.
$5 million. Would you eat a kid's pet in front of them?
Do we get to cook it?
You can cook it however you want.
Is the pet a chicken?
No. A cat or a dog, and they're there the whole time.
Oh, why can't they have a cat? Oh, my
God. Oh, wow. What is going on?
Turn it off.
Hello?
This is unbelievable.
He's an idiot.
We're live on the radio. Right?
She's texting me right now, too.
Yeah, I have it.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that your wife?
No, it was Sawyer.
She texted me twice and I didn't answer.
About the keys?
No.
No, you're going to love this one. She needs $20. Because we don't need cash on us ever.
I don't know why she would text me then.
Yeah, you don't have any money.
She knows I've got $1 and a 55-cent bread coupon.
We put in for pizza and wings, and he slaps a credit card on the counter.
Hey, can I just say, though, to Roach's previous point a few episodes back, that it's impossible to live in this world without carrying cash. You know what I did tonight? I knew we were ordering pizza. I swung by the ATM. I got some cash. Easy enough. I don't need to carry it on me.
What if you didn't know?
What do you mean? What if I would have said, okay, well, I either owe you guys or I'm not eating pizza.
I just have Bitcoin. I'm a millennial, I have a pile
Josh
of Bitcoin.
Josh is the smartest one of all of us.
Well,
he's
not the smartest. We're soft now. Back when I was a kid, you wouldn't eat. You didn't have money. That's it. You were excluded.
I went out without lunch a few times because I forgot lunch money.
You go to school without your lunch money? That's it. You went hungry.
It was
no,
great.
They don't give you food. Thankfully, we're not in the Stone Age anymore and they don't allow that.
Stone Age, it taught you to remember your money.
No, you show up with no money, they don't let a kid go out without lunch.
They should, because then you would remember your money.
Well,
you guys wouldn't be walking around with no money ever.
There's a difference between a kid forgetting their money and just not having it, too.
Yeah, regardless, they do not let a kid go without lunch.
But part of that may be because they don't have the money.
One of my lunch ladies in high
Roach
school,
doesn't care.
I'd forget.
Just screw them.
They'd pass me on through. They just write it down on a little post-it note, and she'd throw in like an extra breadstick or extra slice of pizza because she felt bad for me.
I think
we had kids. You went hungry.
$5 or $6 at the end of the year because he would either order double lunch or
get something.
Yeah, he'd get something. And
all right, here's one for you. $5 million. Would you have all your teeth removed?
Yeah.
You can't have dentures.
I'd like to.
You can't have dentures.
Why can't you have dentures?
No,
because I don't like it when you get excited like it's an easy question.
So
it makes me really angry.
Oh, so we got to act upset, and then when you then we go yell.
Well, because no one wants to listen to easy questions.
I don't know. Then the steak's not as good. I have my gum and stuff.
I bet you love gum and stuff.
I gotta eat.
You know what? I might do it.
Your gums do end up getting hard enough that you can.
Yeah.
How would you know?
We know someone. I think almost all of us in this room know someone who has no teeth and eats all kinds of things with no teeth.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you know.
You do know, but you just don't know. You know why? Because you're stupid.
I think I would do it. You're talking about taking care of your family the rest of your life.
Whoa, why are we giving money to them?
I'm not gumming anything.
I'm the one doing this.
Roach's kids walk in, they're like, hey, Dad, we know you have $5 million. He's like, shut up. I ripped all my teeth out for me. I'm not giving this money around.
I've seen somebody with no teeth eat chicken wings.
This guy who said he doesn't care about winning the lottery.
Yeah.
After I'm retired. Once you're retired, why would you care?
What if you had a year to go?
I would take it.
Roach continues to be the dumbest person on earth.
Once you have enough money to retire, that's it. I don't have to work anymore. That's all I want.
And your quality.
I don't need $1 million. I don't need a big fancy
Nobody says
stuff.
You need it. It's just be nice to have.
I'm telling you, if I won at 65, if I won $10 million, my life would be pretty much the same as it was before.
No, it wouldn't.
That's a crazy, crazy thing you just said.
No, it wouldn't. You know what?
I would.
So you could have a great retirement setup right now. But what's the best you're going to do? 100% of your current salary through retirement?
Yeah.
Okay. So think about your 100% of your current salary plus having $5 million to go on extra trips. And
I don't want to go places. Can I go on my trailer?
He doesn't want to go places, but he's taking off half the summer
to
go on vacation.
He's going to Yellowstone.
Sometimes I think about, like, if I had $5 million and I didn't need it, you know, like I could live my life the way I was going to anyway. I might just carry around $100 bills and light them on fire in front of people.
No, just to make a point.
If I had $5 million, I'd carry cash. Just I'd carry it in a wheelbarrow.
Why? Why would you carry it then?
Just to make a point. Just to bother you.
Is it time for a break?
I'd be gumming.
I got one more for you. I got one more.
One more.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Would you never bathe again for the rest of your life? Deodorant's not allowed, and you can't explain why.
I think health-wise, that probably wouldn't be good for
you. I'm not saying it.
Can you go out in the rain?
Health-wise,
I'm not going to ban you from all
water. I can jump in the water.
Yeah, right? That's what he's saying, because essentially...
I can go to a pool every day.
Because if I got that money, I'm building a nice pool.
Official decision, pools are out, natural
Why
bodies of water
are in. Why
are
you even questioning? You wanted to smell like poop for the rest of your life.
Yeah. I'm questioning the health. The health is all
you'll be fine.
Oh, it's not going to hurt your diabetes.
Well, I mean, the health factor is not really that big of a deal, because look at how many people have survive for decades and eons and history without taking baths.
Well, I'm telling you, I'd take the money and the deal. I would just buy some place with a nice, like, waterfall.
Natural spring.
Yeah. Done. Take that every day.
Be a natural spring right next to your house, and it's just, whoop, I'm going
walk
out.
Back, jump
go
out
to
water.
The pond.
You got $5 million. What do you care if you stink?
I don't. So I take it.
I probably do it too.
All right.
You guys are funkadelic.
Not me.
Let's take a break here.
I got
this
no
room's
teeth
getting
and I
funkadelic.
Smell.
And you got a soft spot.
And I got a soft spot.
I'll give you the thumbs up when we're back on. Here's the thumbs up.
All right, let's
go. That's why the thumbs up work, because then he doesn't have to go, are you on?
Yeah, I just gave you a thumbs up.
If we stopped saying, are we on, people would think we knew what we were doing.
Well
who cares? What if people, screw them.
If
I'm
they don't
sick
know
people.
If they don't know that we don't know what we're doing, something's wrong with them.
I mean, for Christ's sakes, if you listen to this podcast today, we got freaking the siren down the road going off. There's vehicles driving by. We've paused 8 times.
We got phone calls coming in.
Somebody's answering their phone call. There's nothing professional about us.
He's got a point.
You're on your phone right now.
He's not even paying attention to yell at him.
Stop talking to Ryan, by the way, for anybody out there that wondered.
Wait, what are we talking about?
Nobody
He's
wonders.
Doing nothing.
Nobody cares.
I'm looking. I feel like somebody may have sent us a question.
We have a listener question.
We do?
Oh, yeah.
We do?
What do you got?
This one's coming from Sean.
Sean. I think he makes these names
up. I do,
up.
Too. He's,
well,
he is.
You know what? You guys
all right, go ahead.
Now.
No, Sean's good. I
no,
like Sean.
Sean's not real, apparently. I bet he's going to really enjoy that. Talk some more crap about Sean.
Well, we will when I hear the question.
Thanks, Sean.
He wants to know, who do you guys think is the best musician slash group of all time?
Oh, that's easy.
That's not easy.
That's not easy.
There's a lot of music, guys. I mean, there's a lot of choices.
Don't say Billy Joel either, idiot.
I would probably go with Elvis.
With who?
Elvis.
Oh, man.
They don't call him the king for no reason.
Musician slash
group.
Group.
Either group. So it could
be
a group.
Either way.
Elvis is not even close to the best musician.
Elvis just had a good voice.
Yeah.
Well, because you know, the guys with crappy voices are so popular.
Well, no, well, but
the question
you take
was
a
musician.
Guy with a great, male or female with a great voice, you can also play
artist.
And write
well,
their own
did not
music.
Say, read the question again for idiot.
The question was, who is the best musician slash musical group of all time?
Now what do you got to say there, moron?
I'm staying with Elvis.
Yeah, no, Elvis is not.
No.
Elvis didn't write his own music. He didn't play any music. He just sang songs.
I mean, he was a performer.
If you're asking on a personal level, because that's what I'm going to answer
yeah,
on.
Yeah, of course.
That's just anybody can say who they like the best.
Right.
I would go with Hendrix.
Yeah. Yeah, Hendrix was great.
There's not a lot of work there, though.
What do you mean there's not a lot of work there?
I don't know this, but he died. Pretty young.
He died at 27. I mean, that's a lot of work you could get in.
He didn't live to 80.
Neither did Elvis. He was, 42 when he died?
He lived longer.
Okay. After 14, you could triple it.
Nobody has more. Hendrix doesn't have more number ones than Elvis.
So now it's based on number ones?
Oh, we're going to just go statistics.
I'm just saying.
Well, that's what people come here for. They come here for us to read Google at them.
Google, yeah. Who's the number one?
I don't know. Who else?
Well, the number one band of all time is probably
the
Beatles.
What?
I'm not a Beatles fan either.
I feel like it's overhyped.
They're good.
You can't argue with their success.
I'm not. I'm just saying I think that they get a lot more hype than maybe they deserve.
What about you two?
Not American.
I like you two, but I don't. I like you too.
Is there anyone in this world that loves Bono more than Bono?
Well, that's neither here nor there.
I like you too. You two's good. Beatles,
not
you gotta
good.
Look at the Beatles though and go. Even outside of the Beatles, they all were pretty successful. I mean, so they were all good musicians.
That's what I mean.
They wrote their music. They played their instruments. They were great. I would you put a lot of bands. Led Zeppelin could be in there.
The Eagles.
The Eagles, for sure. A lot of great
musicians.
Oh, God.
Those are all bands.
AC/DC.
Yeah, that's the only thing they have in common. AC/DC.
No, I like you guys telling me what bands are.
All I can tell you is if you Google the top.
Going by statistics.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying you can't.
If you did.
You can't throw out AC/DC when they're in the top 10.
We do this show already?
This was the Lost Desert Island show. We tried to do a Desert Island episode once and it actually ended up it was a Desert Island.
Don't we just give that one out to the patrons who pay
us?
Wasn't that the first ever one?
No, it was the second one.
Well, the first one's the Echo.
No, ended up happening was we recorded two straight.
No,
the first one was not the Echo. That was the Disney one.
Which isn't terrible.
The first one ever was, we accidentally recorded it on the webcam mic of a MacBook
Air. Right, it was hard to hear.
I sounded great. I sounded just
the second
really
one was
good.
The Echo, and that one was bad.
That was a great episode.
That was the Desert Island.
It wasn't a great episode.
The Disney episode.
I like
was
the
good.
Disney episode.
I want to know when we actually put out a great episode. I want to hear that one.
Well, that's the one where I talk a lot.
You know what people don't want to hear is us debate which episode that never aired is our best episode.
Well, how about you give us an artist then?
I will
musician,
say this AC/DC, 72 million units sold. Number 10 of all time.
I agree. Yeah. They're very good.
Yeah. You know what AC/DC did? AC/DC wrote their own songs. Sure, maybe. I don't know.
Yes,
Google it. So they wrote their own
songs.
So they wrote one song and then just changed the words to it because every song sounds exactly the same.
That's my trouble with them.
Okay.
They have a great album. That one album is unbelievable, but...
Well, your pick is Elvis, who never wrote one song for himself. I don't even write it. All right, what about you there, Mr. Critic?
Well, you know who my favorite of all time is, and you're just going to tear that apart, and it's
Damn straight we are.
It's Bob Dylan. Dylan.
Oh, man.
I don't disagree with Bob Dylan.
I don't, I'm not a fan at all.
I don't think he's the... But he's good.
He is good.
Billy Joel's better than Bob Dylan.
What about...
I will say this. Bob Dylan is number 44 on this list from The Independent. 36 million units.
What about Elton John?
Put Elton John would be in there.
He's got some good songs.
Yeah, I'm not a Billy Joel hater, but I'd put Elton John above Billy Joel by a lot.
That's not even close.
I think Elton
Joel's Elton John's number 8, 78 million units.
I mean, he's
a... Elton now, John's you guys got the knighted. Beatles. The Beatles number 1, 178 million. You said Elvis Presley, 136. He's number 3. You're missing Eagles. The number 2, not the Eagles.
The Rolling Stones.
Nope.
Is it a
Michael
band?
Jackson.
It's an individual.
Michael Jackson.
Almost twice what Michael Jackson sold.
Garth Brooks?
Yeah.
Garth Brooks is correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
148 million.
Again, I win.
Hey, remember when Alexa told us that Garth Brooks surprises fans tonight by putting out a new single?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Or was it last night? It was Monday, wasn't it? It was last night.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
You missed the Alexa update.
Yeah.
I must have been it's on awful. The phone.
We did the
I
update
can't imagine
tonight.
One of them. Do all you tonight? Guys have that yeah. home, whatever it is?
You know
no,
what?
No, we don't.
Oh, it's awful.
I had it, and just, I don't know.
It's didn't annoying.
Do it I do want to get Apple TV, though. You guys have to...
Oh, Apple TV is wonderful.
I've got Apple TV.
I know.
What's Apple TV?
Oh, it's the greatest device ever. It's where you can stream. That's where you watch things from the internet. On your TV.
Slow down.
You can stream things.
You're talking really fast right now.
from a little box called an Apple TV to your television.
So it's cable.
From the internet.
So it's cable.
It makes the pictures move on my screen.
It. It's cable. Enough said.
Enough said.
And you watch things like Netflix and Hulu. And
it's cable.
That's like it's like trying to explain what texting is to old people.
There's
like yeah. Listen, okay, fine. It's writing a letter on your phone.
There's Spectrum. That's what it is. Comcast, Apple TV, they all go together, yeah. right? Cable.
Yeah.
I'm we got anything else? Are we done?
No, we're not done
it's
yet.
It's hotter than
here's
hot
what, here's
here.
A.
I'm sitting in a puddle.
Gross. It is so hot.
That's
that.
Pretty much normally true.
Well,
just a quart a cup of water back there.
The only difference is you're in this room
we
with us.
We had to be talking for, I mean, we've given them enough. The fans just
the
keep
fans asking.
How about can we have
more?
A good would you rather or something?
How about a good question
you
for
want,
crying
you,
out loud?
Let me dig down.
Something
got
I can
few.
Win.
I have a counseling one, you know, the advice column one.
Oh, yeah.
But, I don't know.
I won the Garth Brooks deal, though. Just so you guys know.
What do you mean you won the Garth Brooks
deal? I figured out who was number one.
All right, here's one for you.
Not number one, number two.
Just like you.
One. No, it was number two.
I figured it out.
Roach is the best at being number two.
You're number two.
You are number two. You're a big number two.
You're one great big pile of number two.
Speaking of number two, would you rather eat a piece of chocolate cake that tastes like dog poop or eat dog poop that tastes like chocolate cake?
I'm going with the dog poop that tastes
too.
Like chocolate cake.
Me too. I mean, that's an easy question.
But it is dog poop. It just tastes like chocolate
But it tastes
cake.
Like
you're
chocolate
crap.
Cake. So, am I getting sick from this?
You're eating crap. I don't think you're
I've seen
roll
dogs
the dice.
Eat crap many times, and they
my
all
dog,
seem to survive.
My dog will just squat.
Oh, my God. Stop.
This is true.
Are we done?
Please,
cut the mics.
He drops it, and then he just turns right around
cut the
and
mics.
Starts eating.
Then
comes over wagging his tail and licks you on the mouth.
Then he wants to lick you.
That dog would never be allowed in my house.
That dog shouldn't be allowed in the state.
If you're not smart
you're
enough to
like,
not
honest,
do that.
Within 30 seconds.
He will, yes.
Yes, well, it's warm.
Isn't there something
wrong with
it?
You don't have to get cold.
He wants to eat it while it's fresh.
Yeah.
No. Isn't there like a health issue with a dog that does that? Aren't they like what vitamin deficient?
There's
or something?
Some sort of issue.
Yeah, there's issues.
If you're a vet or something, please write in so
hey,
that we can stop.
We've talked to the vet about this. It's very common for dogs to do this.
They do it all the time.
Yeah. The thing they said to be careful about was you don't want them eating other animals' poop.
Yeah, that'd be gross.
Yeah, that's awful.
No, well, then he could get sick. He's going to be fine eating his own poop.
So if it's homegrown.
Yeah, as long as it's his own poop.
Yeah, I've heard this story before. You know what, though?
I got to be honest with you. As disgusting as it is, it's kind of nice that I don't have to worry about it laying in the yard. I don't have
He's
to worry
a self
about
cleaner.
It. I don't want to step in it.
So, at your house, at any point in time, there is at most one dog poop in the yard.
You don't even have to feed this dog because it's just recycled.
What's that vacuum cleaner? Just cleans on its own.
The Roomba.
Yeah. He's like a Roomba in the yard.
You should name a Roomba. That's why I don't have pets.
Listen, as long as you don't have to see him do it, it's not so bad. But when you watch him chow down his own poop, that is disgusting.
That dog would be gone.
That is disgusting.
First time.
Oh, no way. Your kids would be like, Dad, I love him so much.
Yeah, well, he's like,
whatever.
Sorry.
Whatever.
You let that dog inside.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I just pet that dog.
He's probably looked at your legs.
I feel like there's got to be some sort of...
Yeah, you should have a disclaimer on your
mailbox.
Hey.
On the dog.
Maybe, I've never pet the dog.
Listen, paint it on the dog. And
maybe his poop tastes like chocolate cake.
Yeah.
So, good point. Well, how can he fault the poor guy?
Well, try it. Let us know.
Let's go eat some dog crap. All
right.
I got one more question for you guys.
I thought we were done.
No, we're not done
you
yet.
You said that like we were done. I was like,
you guys are just
a nice way to end this thing. On a good dog poop conversation.
Please, anything but feces.
That's the worst one you stopped.
How do you feel about number one?
That's way better than feces.
Let's try that one.
All right. Just run the gamut on this one. Would you rather pee in the pool and have everyone know, or swim in a pool of pee but be the only one who ever knows?
Pee in the pool.
Oh yeah, definitely pee in the pool.
Yeah, but everybody knows you peed in the pool.
Everybody's gonna call you the pool peer.
You're gonna be pee pool.
But
pool
you're
peeper.
Swimming in a pee pool the other way.
This is
but no one knows.
This is exactly why I don't go
but
swimming.
But I do.
Yeah, you know either way.
Yeah, but my own pee, I'm not whatever.
Well, sometimes when the water's cold, it helps.
Yeah.
You get that little warmth for a second there.
This is exactly why I don't go swimming.
It's my own pee. I don't
care.
No,
you can't
hold
on.
If I'm in a pool with a bunch of other people's pee, then I'm grossed out.
Is it your own pee?
How are you going to get a pool of pee?
That's what he said.
You're going to get a drink of water hose on yourself.
Everybody in the pool is peed. Now you're jumping into everybody else's urine.
No, I think what he said is the whole pool's filled with pee.
The whole pool is pee.
Yeah, but it's not my own.
Is the temperature 98.6?
You want it fresh?
You know what I read once? And we need a fact checker on the show. Maybe when Roach is gone, Josh's job can just be to fact check all of our old episodes and post new episodes where he just reads all the things we got wrong.
That would be longer than the original episode. That's my own podcast.
What are we fact checking?
What I read is that if your eyes burn when you go underwater, it's not from the pool chemicals, it's from urine.
No. There's no way.
Google it. This is something that needs to be Googled.
That's not true.
Dax Shepard tell you that?
That's just some
friend of the show. Are you Googling this? This is something
I'm
that
not,
needs to be Googled.
What do you want me to Google?
How do you even
eyes
Google
burn
that?
Pee
there
pool.
Is no
Does your
way.
Eyes that burn because of pee urban or legend. Chemicals? Where do you find this stuff from?
The internet. Everything there is true.
I think we should experiment tonight at Boys. Everybody pee in their eye. See how it is.
Right here. First thing that pops up. Why do your eyes burn in the pool? It's not the chlorine that's causing them to redden and sting. It's urine mixing with the pool's chemicals.
All right, let me.
Who is this? Dow Chemicals.
Hey, can you go get a thing of Clorox? We're gonna throw it in Ryan's eyes and see if they burn.
Who wrote this article?
That was on Quora.
That was Jim.
It's the Today Show.
The Today Show.
Stop.
Is this like Kathy Lee and Hoda?
Who's Hoda?
One of the ladies on the Today Show.
Do you live in this world?
I don't watch the Today Show.
That's just like a
you don't have to watch the Today Show.
I've never watched the Today Show once.
When you go swimming and your eyes turn red, it's because swimmers have peed in the pool.
I don't buy it one bit.
I knew that I'd read that.
Who said this?
It was the Today Show's website.
Yeah,
whatever.
Today Show's Anyways, website. I think I'm. I don't care if everybody knows I peed. Whatever. Get out of the pool then. I got it by myself.
You're just
yeah, I'm not swimming in other people's pee, but if I gotta go, I gotta go.
Oh, it's too warm.
Well, if you gotta swim in any pee, it's definitely your own.
Yeah, I'm pee. I gotta pee.
Well, if you pee too, it's so diluted. I mean, a pool's got a lot of water in it.
But everyone knows.
Yeah, I don't care about
everybody. Everybody knows. No, yep. Then why did you hide your pee-pee pants in fifth grade?
Well, I mean, in eighth. Not, yeah, but
I mean, in 12th grade.
Listen, he's older now. He's wiser.
Back then, it mattered. Now it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't care. Who cares?
What are you looking for?
I'm because you idiots can't come up with questions. Looking I'm for quickly recipes. Trying to find
long, wait a minute. Now, just for the record, how long have we been talking?
44 minutes.
Well, that's good. That's good.
You're good? You're on the phone.
Nice talking
fans,
to you people.
They don't I just want you to know us. There were 5 quality minutes coming these up here, pants. But they've stolen it.
I wanted to give the fans more, but this place is too hot.
It's hotter than hot.
I had 8 poop anyway. Questions coming.
Can, before we go,
save them for the next
one. Save for the next one.
Before we go, why is Ryan wearing a Teenage Mutant Ninja shirt?
That's like half of my wardrobe. Where have you been?
What's wrong with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yeah, what do you got against them, Roach?
He's like 31.
It's like literally.
Oh, it's better to be a Batman fan.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't wear Batman outfits.
I have more of an issue with the fact that he's wearing his underwear on the outside of his pants. I thought that was a weird choice.
Well, they're new. I wanted to show you guys.
They're great.
Hey, everybody. This is Josh, the producer, again. First off, I just want to thank you for listening. We really appreciate the fact that you are enjoying this show for some reason. We're not going to ask any questions. Just a reminder, we are a bunch of idiots, and you should not take anything we say as legally binding advice or recommendations or anything. If anything, you might want to consider doing the opposite of anything we just said in this episode. We'd also like to thank the Gothsicles for letting us use their song Four Fat Guys as our theme song to the show, the intro and outro. If you want to go and check them out on YouTube, you can go ahead and find them. Just search YouTube, The Gothsicles. If you liked what you heard today, you can follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Four Fat Guys Show. That's Four Fat Guys Show, all spelled out. If you go to our website, fourfatguysshow.com, you can find more about what we're doing, what's going on, and you can also find a link to our Patreon site where you'd be able to continue to support the show. We've got some bonus content and rewards for different membership levels, so go ahead and check that out as well. Once again, thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.